are launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Last hour, we told you about the police in Miami shooting a man to death in public while he was in his car. Don't really know what the story was with that particular case, but we do know that four innocent bystanders were hit in the gunfire, and it has yet to be determined if the man in the car actually possessed a weapon. They claim they found a weapon in the car, but it's yet to be determined whether it was actually in his possession, and was,
was it in the trunk? Was it in the glove compartment?
Right.
You know, where was it? And had anything been discharged? You know what?
That has yet to be determined as well. So as of this point, it appears that the cops, they murdered a man in public, and they shot four innocent bystanders.
You can't use the term murdered, but they certainly they walked up and just started shooting into this vehicle, many of them at the same time. So
what's the definition of murder? Because
it's a unlawful killing.
Oh, right. So when they do it, it's not murder? Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, what I'm saying is that I think it would be, cops can unlawfully kill. There's no doubt about that.
But usually when they kill, it's
if the guy
lawful.
Was aiming a gun out of the at them through the driver's side windshield.
Which no one claimed to have seen.
No one claims to have seen it, no. So you can't jump
around
to the assumption, though, that they've murdered someone.
That's why I said it looks like they murdered somebody.
So you, and I'm asking, I'm not being, I'm not talking from the same tone that Ian is. I really am curious. That's not considered a murder. Like, if you shoot somebody and you killed them, it's not a murder if they were shooting a gun at you?
That's correct.
Okay.
That would be self-defense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
That'd be a lawful kill.
But knowing the police, I would guess they murdered this
guy.
That's
your opinion, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, and then, of course, four people, innocent bystanders, shot. And then they also went ahead and pointed a gun at a man with a video camera and took his camera from him and bashed it on the ground, stomped on it, attempting to destroy it. Luckily, the man was very wise and was able to remove his SIM card. I don't know how the hell he did that.
I was going to say, it's amazing that he was able to be so quick, like, on his feet like that.
Because
if you were in that situation, you would be pretty terrified, I think.
Absolutely. I can't imagine having to pull my phone apart. And because for me, is your phone, you said you had the same model phone.
I have the same phone, I think.
Is it easy where you just pop the card out from the side of the phone?
You know, I've never tried to pop it out, so I don't know. I'm going to look at that later, though.
Because my phone, you have to crack the, open it up, go inside, take the battery out, then you can remove.
Yeah. No, mine's on the side. I think you can just push it.
That would be why. Okay, so it's really easy with your phone.
But I wouldn't
some
be able to
not.
Think of that quickly, I don't think.
Yeah, the guy was quick. There's no doubt about it.
So there's more police news here. In fact, Julia, you're going to share a story with us here in a moment of a man who had cerebral palsy. Or has cerebral palsy, and the police apparently considered him to be DUI. We'll explain here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. But first, Henry is on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Henry.
Hi, and I used to listen all the time before it got on XM as well. I just wanted to add that little...
Oh, excellent. Well, welcome aboard. Back
get
aboard.
Your merit badge.
Can I get a Bitcoin merit badge? That's what I was actually thanking you guys for calling having this on your show.
Sure.
And, because I'm really big into space exploration. I remember there was this article about what it would take to have a currency that you could use in space. You know, if they were to ever have that casino or whatnot that they want to do at the very first step, you know, the 60-mile air casino. I'm not sure if you guys ever...
Yeah, like a floating hotel, that kind of thing.
Yeah, for the floating hotel, where basically people can do whatever they want for, in the microgravity. And so then, Bitcoins, I think, can really fulfill this role. And additionally, one of the things is I help put on raves in Southern California, and so then I'm trying to actually get it so that we can get tickets through the Bitcoins.
Nice.
And one of the things is, especially now that you guys were talking about this SIM card problem, and how the wallet is basically stored. You can store it offline. I'm storing it on premises. So I'm just advising anyone that's a miner, probably you might want to consider some sort of fast release docking bay.
A fast release docking bay?
Docking bay, to keep the wallet on.
Now, what you're talking about here is the wallet for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the alternative currency. It's digital. It's you know, very possible to be anonymous with it. And it's completely peer-to-peer. It's decentralized, distributed banking, essentially. Not really. Banking's not even the right term, but transactions and such. The wallet is something that you have to, you know, keep relatively secure. I mean, you can just leave it on your computer, but then anybody could come along and take it from you. So putting a little bit of security around the wallet isn't a bad idea. But I don't understand what it is you're getting at.
Well, my main thing is I'm concerned about earthquakes. You know, and I have a get-up-and-go bag.
Mm-hmm.
And my main thing is to be able to just press the eject button, take it on the SSD, because I have it on an SSD.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one other thing that I'm worried about if I keep writing to the solid-state drive. But,
so before you go on, these solid-state drives or flash drives, for instance, there's a limitation to how many times they can be used. I mean, it's probably nothing to where you're going to encounter it in your lifetime because, you know, computer parts get so cheap, you'll eventually just buy another one in the next few years and replace the one you currently have. But, you know, they're not infinite. You can't write to these things infinitely. They have a lifespan. So there's that, and that's what you're bringing up there. So your question is your question basically, how can I make the Bitcoin more mobile?
Yeah, you know, basically that, because I wanted to be able to, you know, the house is shaking, I want to hit that button, take the food, take the Bitcoin, you know.
Well, why not? Here's an idea for you. Why not store your wallet online in the cloud? Because now what we're seeing is these online storage options for things like photos and files and whatever else you've got. You don't have to store them on your computer anymore. And as bandwidth becomes cheaper and more people get bigger and badder broadband connections, more cloud storage will become more possible. Like right now, it's pretty difficult to store lengthy movies online because still the bandwidth isn't quite there yet to where you could easily transmit those back and forth. However, it's coming. And a little file like a Bitcoin wallet, I mean, that's nothing. That's nothing. So putting that online is not a problem at all. If you wanted to, you could store that in any manner of online storage media in more than one place, and then you don't have to grab anything. Then it's just wherever you go, you just go and access your files online, and there's your Bitcoin wallet.
Well, that's true. You know, I won't, you know, disagree on that one. The main thing that I was trying to go for this was there's a lot of video cards that are coming out that people are using for mining. And so then I was trying to think if somebody was to capitalize, maybe take one of those physical coins you guys were talking about. And
physical coins?
Well, you know, some people make those little icon, you know, didn't you guys mention this? It's like a physical representation of the Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's these Bitcoin cards that are coming out and/or are out at this point. Bitbills.com is, I think, what they're called.
Is that?
Yeah, Bitbills.com is where you can go to learn more about that.
And so then basically, I was just trying to figure out something like that. And then I was thinking if somebody were to take like gold press latinum, I don't know, gold, and just jam a high encryption SD card into that, that could fulfill, or like a piece of plastic. I remember they were talking about for space travel, these little plastic chits that they wanted to design, you know, the space money. And so then I was thinking,
gone beyond my understanding, would gold or silver be an
acceptable thing to use at a space casino?
Well, I don't think it was gold or silver. I think it was a plastic chip or something.
That's not the question. Why would gold or silver not be the perfect thing to use?
I couldn't say. I would imagine something maybe, you know, if with the power elite, maybe it's nuclear isopes or something.
Could be.
Interesting ideas, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'll leave that to the space casinos to decide.
Yeah.
They will figure out what to use in space.
You'd think they'd want, you know, hard currency, but who knows?
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The Bitbills are very interesting. Bitbills.com. And that's one of those examples of many of the technologies that will come out of the Bitcoin. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Porkfest 2011. Get your drink on. Play some cornhole. The Fun Compound will be the home of the Fix Brewing Company. You can get your customary limited-run Porkfest commemorative beer mug and fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the Sticky Porcupine, the Molotov Hefe, or even the gluten-free. Also featuring the Agorist Drinking Fountain, wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary, chill out with an ice-cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she's trying to go every time with the Tall El Osborne.
No, you won't even make it back to your tent if you take the El Osborne.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Yes.
You remember that, Julia?
I do. I don't remember.
Right.
I remember the accounts.
Yeah. Yes.
Located directly across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound. It'll be the place to party at Porkfest 2011.
Yes, it will.
By the way, some people want you to read this last line for their ringtones for their phone.
SACL CAI Fun Compound. Liquor in the front, cornhole in the rear. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So we'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in a little bit. But we're going to, of course, take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Also, rumor has it that Jason from SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, has some sort of a special gift for Free Talk Live amplifiers. I don't know anything else about it.
I guess he's going to have to come up with something now, huh?
That's what he told me. I believe he has the something. It has already been produced. I don't know what it is, though. And I think you can only get it at Porkfest. I think you can only get it at Porkfest. So keep that in mind. All right, 800.
That's what he likes to do. He likes to do that kind of special thing for Porkfest.
Yep. So 1-800-259-9231 as we continue here. You can bring up anything. So we were talking more about the police, and Julia, you had a story you wanted to share with us about a man with cerebral palsy and the level of customer service he received from the police department.
Yes. This is from Lenoir City. A Lenoir City man has filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against the Loudoun County Sheriff after he said he was mistakenly arrested when deputies mistook his cerebral palsy symptoms for drunkenness.
Oh, boy.
According to the lawsuit filed last month in Loudoun County, 59-year-old Gary Palmer accuses the sheriff, three deputies, and a county clerk of false arrest, failure to train officers, malicious prosecution, and a constitutional rights violation. County Attorney Bob Bowman declined to comment to the Knoxville News Sentinel, and Sheriff Tim Guider did not return the call either.
Because they don't have to.
Right.
Why would they do that? It's only you get them in trouble, right?
Right. It's not like you're going to stop paying taxes if they don't call you back.
It doesn't speak very well for you, though, because if you really believe that what you're doing is right, why would you have a problem commenting on it?
Indeed.
The lawsuit said that Palmer reported to police that he had accidentally struck a dog that darted in front of his pickup truck.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He called them?
I was just going to say, that was the first mistake. But if you hit a dog, what do you do?
Well, yeah, apparently.
You want the dog's owner to know what happened to the animal rather than sort of sitting around and waiting.
If the dog's got a collar on, then the dog's owner will figure it out.
There's
eventually
a lot of good advice on how to deal with these things. I mean, I think the best advice is, look, unless call the police only when you absolutely have to.
But people don't know this. I mean, they've been raised to believe that if there's a problem, you call the police and they'll come help.
Right. I mean, this guy thought he was doing the right thing.
Oh, jeez.
Very sad. Anyway, police reported that Palmer was unsteady on his feet, had slurred speech, and had difficulty performing field sobriety tests. Palmer said in his lawsuit that he tried to explain that these were conditions of cerebral palsy. Palmer was taken to a hospital.
A likely story.
Well, I feel like if you were really drunk and you were trying to come up with excuses, that's not one that would come to my mind.
Right.
I have cerebral palsy.
Now, I know people are, like, drunks, they make mistakes, they do stupid things. But how many drunk guys will actually call the police on themselves?
While they're driving?
Right. How many times does that happen?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't know. This is an unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah.
So he was taken to the hospital to have blood drawn and booked in the jail on a charge of drunk driving. His brother posted bond about 4 hours later. I couldn't believe it, Jim Palmer said of his brother's arrest. Everybody knows he doesn't drink. He was so upset he couldn't talk. Lab results from the blood test showed no alcohol, only medications that he was taking for cerebral palsy. However, despite the lab results, Palmer claimed in the lawsuit that prosecutors still pushed the case forward and tried to get him to plead guilty. Eventually, the charge was dropped against Palmer, everybody eventually figured it out. Hey, this guy has cerebral palsy, and you can't arrest somebody for driving with a medical condition.
Well, apparently you can.
Yes. And the thing is, the guy still spent time in jail. He's never going to get that back. He's not going to be compensated for that.
No way. Maybe if he wins this lawsuit, he will, but who knows?
Yeah, have there been how many successful lawsuits have there been against police departments?
It happens.
There have been plenty, but when you put them on the percentage of, first you have to put them on the amount of people that decide how many crimes have been committed by police working in a sort of a capacity as law enforcement, and how many of those don't get reported just because it's not worth it. And I would imagine that's the largest share of them. And then there's the people that want to do something about it and then can't find a lawyer to take it.
Because the lawyer's scared.
Then there's the ones that actually get a lawyer or get it to court, and then they're found. The cops are found not guilty.
Most of the time, exonerated. Right. Most of the time, if something like this does go to court, if it actually makes it that far, they will settle before actually being found in any kind of court environment, found guilty or whatever, or culpable. So, for instance, the Seattle situation with the guy that was shot for whittling. The guy who had a knife out was just whittling some wood, and a cop steps out of his car and starts yelling at him. Well, the guy had headphones in and was partially deaf, so he couldn't hear a word, ended up getting blasted to death by this cop. The cop, of course, was not found liable. The cop still has his job, but the city pays $1.5 million to his family. So in that case, there was a payout, but it didn't even come from the department. It came from the city's
office. It should come from the guy who killed him.
It should, but that would be an ideal world, and you are just a dreamer.
Hmm. Well,
sadly,
the article is basically over, but it just said that he is asking for to be compensated for damages.
Yep.
And he's also asking for an injunction that forces law enforcement to make accommodations for a person with a disability during a criminal investigation. And he said that this arrest was very embarrassing.
I bet it was. Bet.
Man,
you know,
it brings back memories of stories we've talked about in the past where it has been worse, where instead of just getting arrested and taken to a hospital, people, for instance, diabetics, like an insulin shock situation, or a diabetic shock situation, are beaten by the police.
Yeah.
Remember the story of a guy who
There's a myriad of those.
There's multiple stories, yeah. One of them was, one time it was like a school principal. There was this other story where a guy was driving. He pulls into a 7-Eleven or something like that because he felt this insulin thing coming on, or this diabetic coma seizure. Or whatever, seizure, coming on. And he knew it was going to happen, so he pulls into a parking lot and begins having his attack.
Does the responsible thing.
Yeah. And, of course, while he's doing this, somebody sees it and thinks it's weird, so they call the cops. The cops come in, break the man's window, pull him out of the car
through the window,
and proceed beating on him. Yeah, as though he was some kind of dangerous crazy or something like that. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And, of course, there's never any responsibility on the part of the police for their actions. They just get to go on and ruin somebody else's life. Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go to our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, punch up n.freetalklive.com for quick access to the live streams and the podcast over at m.freetalklive.com. Coming up in less than 2 weeks, June 20th through the 26th, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011 is happening, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. All kinds of stuff will be going on at Porkfest, and every year it just keeps getting bigger and more exciting and more fun and more people attending. Hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all camping in the same place at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's an incredible location. But what's better than that is getting to spend time with other people who think like you do in many cases. They believe in the ideas of liberty, and they're willing to actually do something about it. Many of them have made the move to New Hampshire, as we have, as part of the Free State Project. Many of them are considering a move to New Hampshire, and they're maybe not too sure, kind of on the fence, want to see what it's like. So they're coming up. And then others have already decided to move, but they just haven't gotten around doing it yet, and this is their chance to come up for a visit and be around people that are just an amazing group of folks.
Yeah, lots of people come from all around every single year because it's well worth being there every single year.
Everything from live musical performances to agorism in action to family fun. There are going to be some, I believe, some film premieres. It's my understanding the Silver Circle movie and Libertopia film. Both of those movies will be premiering at Porkfest. Is Guns and Weed going to be premiering there too?
Yes.
Okay, Guns and Weed. I thought they were premiering that in Philly, but maybe it's just a screening.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but nonetheless, that's going to be great, too. I've seen Guns and Weed, and that's excellent. So
it seems like they do more than one premiere for movies. Is that your experience?
I don't remember hearing about premieres in the past. This is the first time. I thought you meant at Porkfest.
No, I just mean in general. Do movies often have more than one premiere?
It would seem to break the definition of a premiere if there was more than one.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, you can have more than one grand opening.
Marketing's marketing, I suppose.
Grand openings can go on for weeks and weeks. Did you not close the door?
What?
Well,
sorry.
It's a grand opening, right?
Oh, I see.
It would cease to be a grand opening after it closes.
I gotcha. I was looking at my list of callers here to see who we're talking to next. Anyway, porkfest.com. Go there, get registered. The registration fee is all of $30 for the whole week, but you can save 20% if you use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive. Run it all together as one word. Take out the spaces. Use the code FreeTalkLive to save 20% over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. There's a schedule there. You can get an idea for all the different things that are going to be going on. Osborne is scheduling some sort of a party for FreeTalkLive amplifiers or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but I believe Osborne will be in our studio on one of the nights of the week, having some sort of a hoedown or whatever.
Yeah.
And
doing the thing that he does best.
He parties. Yeah, that's pretty much his thing. And he loves to party. And so you can go party with Osborne, and he will love you too if you do that. But beyond that, there's all kinds of other things like Free Keen Karaoke. That's going to be going on. Different vendors going to be selling things without government permission, which is a really cool aspect of all this. And I believe the Silver Circle folks have announced a Federal Reserve note burning party at the bonfire. Which
that's my understanding of it all.
So a little bit of civil disobedience going to be going on there as well. Maybe more than just that civil disobedience. Of course, open cannabis consumption was typical last year, and it's just a lot of fun. So come on out. Lots of family activities as well. So don't be afraid to bring the kids. 1-800-259-9231, porkfest.com. Go get registered, and we'll see you there because we're broadcasting all week long. Unfortunately, Julia, you've got to stay in Keene and work.
Yes.
So I don't think you're going to be making it, but that's... You know, you can't make it out every year. It's unfortunate. Maybe you'll come out next year.
Perhaps.
All right, let's go to you and your phone calls about what you want. Shadow listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Shadow.
Hello there. If so many people don't think that these cops sometimes get punished for their behavior. I remember an incident once when I was living in Jacksonville, Florida, and they had this one motorcycle cop. They called him Cigar because he always had a big old cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very arrogant and pushy and all like that. Well, one sunny afternoon, the car veered over in front of everybody, knocked him and his bike down, man.
Oh,
and then
goodness.
While he playing there out cold, everybody yelled and cheered the people in the car and let him drive off like that. Well, when the detectives, everybody come out there, nobody saw anything. Nobody knew nothing and all that. I'll tell you what, when Cigar got out of the hospital, his attitude had changed. And he was a good guy after that one. In fact, he transferred to another part of town, man, you know.
You know, I don't recommend violence as a solution, but that's
what's
going to happen. Yeah. I mean, if the cops keep hurting people, eventually they're not going to care about them anymore. The people are not going to care about those cops anymore.
Well,
and that's the same reason why people won't answer the door in the ghetto. You know, they're smart enough to know that they don't want to talk to the cops. It's not necessarily because they're protecting anybody on the street. It's because they know better than to talk to the damn cops, because that just leads to trouble. So, and the cops are frustrated by that in many cases. Well, why won't people open the door and talk to us? Well, maybe it's because you arrested their son for possessing a plant or something like that. Maybe their brother or their cousin or someone was arrested by you. Maybe they themselves have been arrested by you or one of your ilk in the past. And that doesn't do a whole lot for community relations, for building relationships. You know, if the cops were, and Shadow, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. If the cops were just out investigating real crimes instead of this
crimes
nonsense.
Where there are victims,
right.
Things that have been stolen, people that have been hurt, that sort of thing. I think you absolutely would find people.
People would cooperate. They'd help.
People would consider them to be the paladins that they think they are themselves.
Right. The response from people would be, "Officer, how can I help you?" Instead of, you know, slam door in the face or completely ignoring them. And that's a world I'd like to live in. I don't have anything against the police. I think a lot of them are okay guys. They're good people. I think they're trying to do the right thing. But in many cases, they're not doing the right thing. And then they use the, I'm just doing my job as an excuse for not doing the right thing. And that's unacceptable to me.
And oftentimes, you'll find in departments where the guy that's doing the wrong thing, it's just looked past by the ones that are sort of, you know, obeying the rules and that kind of thing.
Yep. Absolutely true. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You know, since we're talking about cop news, Mark, I know you had a story about the police beating on an elderly man.
Yep, another sad story. This one comes from thenewspaper.com, and this one is actually...
Don't confuse this with the other stories we've shared with you in the past about the police beating up the elderly, like octogenarians and such. We've talked about these stories before. It's amazing how commonplace they are.
Police in Louisiana slammed a 67-year-old man into the ground.
Oh, he's spry 67.
Yeah, he's fine. 67's the new 30. Questioning him over, arresting him over a questionable traffic violation. The state court.
Can you imagine just for a moment, for those of you that had seen the video from the Washington, the D.C., the Jefferson Memorial from a couple weeks ago with a body slam, Adam Kokesh, you know, somebody who's 29 and relatively well built. They take him, pick him up, and body slam him into the ground. Can you imagine that happening to your grandfather now? Just think about that.
Couldn't be good for him.
Yeah.
The State Court of Appeals ruled May the 11th that Calvin D. Miller's injuries were only worth $25,000 in compensation. Miller had been driving his big rig logging truck home to Florin on US 171 at 5:30 p.m. on July the 13th, 2007. As he passed through the village of Hornbeck, officers Kenneth Hatchett Jr. and Andy Mitchell pulled him over because he began speeding up about 100 feet before the limit changed from 45 to 55.
Wow.
So he began to speed up.
He was anticipating the increased speed limit.
Having driven the road.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Having driven the road for the past 47 years, Miller was quite familiar with the speed limit. He insisted he was not speeding. And, you know, actually, where I live, there's a little town section, and you got to slow down to 35 between the two 55-mile-an-hour zones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they have the sign for the 55-mile-an-hour zone is really away from where the real town center is. So there's this sort of area where it makes sense to slow down. But it doesn't make sense to stay at 35 the whole distance that they have mapped out. And often I'll find myself speeding up and probably to be at the speed limit, if not a little more or whatever. Actually, it's going uphill, and I don't like to go too fast going up. But I know I'm speeding up. I know I'm over the speed limit, the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit there. And, you know, I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. So there's a little more to the story about them beating this man, slamming him to the ground. 67 years old. It's all about serving. 1-800-259-9231. Serve and protect. Don't you feel protected when the cops pull up behind you? Oh, I don't. I don't imagine you do either. We talk a lot.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
I shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
Energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts right now at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the country. We've gone up from 101 to 103, now on 103 stations across the country.
It's going up.
Various different times throughout the week. You can go and go to promote.freetalklive.com. Learn different ways to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Most of them free or very low cost, like printing out flyers, for instance, or business cards, web banners, etc. Free bumper sticker as well. Go get the details at promote.freetalklive.com. As we go right back into your phone calls, we'll tell you more about this old man who was thrown to the ground by the cops in a moment. But David is on the line listening to WGMD in Delaware. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Hi. And lady. How are you this evening?
Good.
What's on your mind?
Okay. I just wanted to mention one thing, if I can, please.
Sure.
The chairman of General Motors, otherwise known as Government Motors, announced, I believe it was yesterday or within the last few days, that he favored a $1 federal tax increase on gasoline.
Wow.
My response to that would be, buy a Ford who did not receive government money.
They turned it down, didn't they?
Or purchase, yes, well, they didn't need it. They didn't need it. Or buy a Hyundai, H-Y-U-N-D-A-I. Many of their vehicles are made in the United States. I think it's a plant in Tennessee. But that would be my response to the chairman of General Motors or Government Motors.
Yeah, I kind of like the Hyundais and the Kias because they don't have the name brand behind the car.
And they didn't take any government money.
Yeah.
And neither did Ford. Neither did Ford, sir.
What about Toyota? Did Toyota take some?
No, sir.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259.
You are a Toyota
fan. Have you ever driven a Kia?
I have never driven a Kia.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Does that matter to you?
Because you said that you liked Hyundai and Kia. Now, I have never driven a Hyundai, but when I crashed my car last year, I drove a Kia on the interstate for probably about 2 months.
Like a rental car or something?
Really, yes, a rental car, and it wasn't pleasant.
Was it
it just felt, I don't know.
The economy version, though, and usually economy cars are pretty chintzy.
But it was chintzy.
Okay.
It was chintzy.
Well, you know, what I was reading something over at LouRockwell.com about Chinese car manufacturers, and isn't Kia a Chinese car manufacturer?
I thought Kia was Korean.
Oh, Korean. Okay, that's right. But there are now Chinese car manufacturers that are jumping into the game, and they were essentially saying that the quality level on things like Kia and Hyundai, for instance, have come up over the years, and that the Chinese car makers are now kind of stepping up their game as well. Of course, you've also seen the news maybe about the, I think it's the Tata from India. Is it Tata?
Is that what it's called?
The Tata or something like that? They're like the $2,000 car, basically.
Yeah, but you can't get it here in the United States.
Right, you can't get it because the feds don't want you to drive cheap cars. They want you to have their cars while their stupid mandated crap that costs thousands of dollars extra that they mandate and regulate and they force these companies to put in there. And I'm sure the automotive industry is lobbying hard to keep this little $2,000 car out of the United States.
They don't want that. It'd be a game changer. They want to keep that the price point as high as they can.
Yeah, exactly right. So I think we're starting to see more competition in the automotive world, and that's a good thing for everybody. So Mark, tell me a little more about this 67-year-old man slammed to the ground by the police.
So he insisted to the police officers that he was not speeding. The officer Hatchett said, "I can see you right now. You're going to need an attitude adjustment."
Oh boy.
He said, this is a 5'6" tall elderly man. Miller punched his own fist, and this is the other officer, then turned back on the officer, turned his back on the officers and began walking away. Miller, this is the man. The old man is Miller. He punches his own fist and then turns his back on the officers and begins walking away. They threw him to the ground, deliberately slamming his head on the concrete so he could be handcuffed tightly. After Miller's wife bailed him out, Miller went to the Byrd Regional Hospital, where his physicians documented the gash in his forehead, the swelling and bruises, and the injuries on his wrists and arms. He missed 2 weeks of work after the incident. "You don't turn your back on a cop," Officer Hatchett explained.
Oh, man.
You know, stuff like this makes me so angry, because you should be able to say anything you want to a cop. You should be able to yell at a cop. You should certainly be able to turn your back on a cop. They're just a person. Does that ever warrant being thrown to the ground?
And the Manchester cops, what they did this weekend was bad, but not like this. I mean, they took our friend Ademo, and they took him down after he turned away and walked away from a cop, but they didn't violently do it. I mean, they didn't hurt him like this. This is horrible.
Why are they better than everybody else? They have a status that you can't do things that you could do to a normal person to a cop. For some reason, they're so much better than us. You have to treat them so much. You have to worship them, basically. Otherwise, they could hurt you if they feel like it.
They're in the king's
men. It's insane.
Yeah. Both officers denied knowing how Miller's head came in contact with the concrete road shoulder. 11th Circuit District Court Judge Stephen Bruce Beasley did not find their testimony to be credible. Officers Hatchett and Mitchell had the considerable advantage of youth, height, weight, and weaponry over Miller. Beasley ruled there's no testimony that Miller at any time during the altercation brandished or was perceived as to possess a weapon.
Right. You're supposed to only use this. If you're a cop, you're only supposed to use, you know, the equivalent or slightly more amount of force in order to take somebody out. And if they're not using force on you, you're not justified in using force like that.
Although Miller, this is what the judge says here, although Miller was attempting to leave the scene, the stop did not require taking him into custody.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that they didn't have to take him into custody. Beasley found the officers entirely at fault for Miller's injuries and awarded him $25,000 in damages. The officers appealed the ruling, insisting that they had full immunity from prosecution. A three-judge appellate panel rejected the claim and upheld the judgment in full, declining to adjust the damages up or down. So
amazing.
Does this sound to you like the officers actually? I didn't get this one line in here that said that the officers actually have to pay their own.
I don't hear that. $25,000 is probably.
Well, it says the officers appealed the ruling, insisting that they had full immunity from prosecution.
Maybe
the totality of the circumstances support the court's findings that the two young officers faced little or no risk from Miller for his crime of speeding, assuming it to be true.
It would be very unusual if the officers themselves were liable for that fine. If that's true, then that's good news. A little bit of good news, a glimmer of hope in what is otherwise a horrifying case. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Raymond, listening in Alaska. Raymond, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just had a funny story once about me getting pulled over. Probably when I was about 21, and I was probably buzzed a little bit more than I should have been when I was driving. But I got pulled over by a cop, and he asked me if I've been driving, and I panicked a little bit. And I told him that, no, sir, I'm a Mormon. I don't drink. And he said, you're a Mormon? Well, where do you go to temple? And I told him where I went to temple, and he let me off.
Wow.
Sweet. But you had been drinking.
But you were,
I had been drinking
you were a
little
Mormon,
bit.
And you had been drinking, or I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I told him I was a Mormon and I hadn't been drinking, and he didn't even test me. He just let me go.
Well, I guess this is my question to you, is are you a Mormon?
And I am not.
Why did you know where the temple was?
If you live in a town that is, like, primarily Mormon, I don't know, it's pretty common knowledge.
Okay.
Not at all. No, I live in Oregon, but I just had some friends who were Mormon, and I knew where the temple was, so I
okay.
just told him that's where I went to temple at.
Gotcha. Understood.
Nicely done.
I just thought it was, you know, you were talking earlier about the quick thinking on the feet with the one guy, so.
You got to be careful, though. I was under the mistaken impression that it was only lying to the feds that's illegal, but they also have, somebody was charged with false swearing over the weekend. A young lady was charged with false swearing when she gave the wrong birth date to police officers
wow.
as she was being arrested. So you do need to still look out for that. Still better to stay quiet in some instances. But, hey, if it worked, it worked, man. Good for you. Anything else
I don't
to share?
Think it'll ever work again, so.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I wonder if it worked to say that you're a Baptist or a Methodist or a Quaker. I mean, there's lots of religions that don't drink. Mormons are really known for being quite the abstainers.
I used to live in Idaho, and their Mormon presence was humongous. And I imagine Oregon was probably similar. So the cop himself might have been a Mormon, but, I mean, it was just, I don't know, the presence was so large that maybe just the location where he was Mormon was the right thing to say.
It's hard to say.
Didn't you go to a Mormon church?
I did.
Once upon a time?
I did. I was young and dumb.
What was it like?
I don't know. It was like church.
Did you wear the underwear?
No.
No.
Is that something you have to, like, reach? Is that a level, a plateau?
I suspect you have to.
There's a lot of myths about the Mormon religion because there's like, an Orthodox Mormon, and then there's kind of a more modern Mormon. Mm. And there's, like, people talk about polygamy, and I didn't know any Mormons who had many wives. You know,
gotcha.
I think that's a more orthodox.
That would be the fundamentalists, Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, to do the polygamy thing. No modern Mormons do that.
Right.
All right, out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, see you tomorrow night.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.